أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed certain aspects of Zulqarnain being approached by the people to create a barrier or a wall between them and the Ya'juj Ma'juj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, Atuni Zubar al-Hadid. Zulqarnain said to the people that bring me pieces or sheets of steel. Hatta idha sawa bayna sadafain, until when he leveled it up between the two mountains or between the two hills, qalan fukhu, then he said to the people, blow. In other words, it had heat, so hence he wanted them to blow and create it to become hot. Hatta idha ja'alahu nara, until he had made it into fire, qala atuni ufrigh alayhi qitra, then he said, bring that I may pour molten copper upon it. Now when one looks at building a wall, generally our minds will go towards bricks or blocks and the likes of that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put it in his mind that this is the situation of the Ya'juj Ma'juj. They will have to be barred for a long period of time, and hence he had barred them with a wall or a barrier that was made of hadid, made of steel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Then it was reinforced with molten copper, and in that way he had completed that wall. Now when we look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَسْتَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ, that they will be unable to climb over the wall, وَمَسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبَى, and they will be unable to crush the wall into pieces. In other words, Allah himself bears testimony to the fact that it will be such a solid wall that the Ya'juj Ma'juj will be unable to come past that wall. Now we find one narration that comes in various kitabs of hadith, although ulama have certain reservations with regards to the authenticity of this hadith. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that destruction be unto the Arabs when the fitna comes upon them. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from amongst them, one of the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there, and she asked, would all this happen, this type of fitna come upon us when they are pious upon us? Pious within us. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam began to explain about Ya'juj Ma'juj, that on a daily basis they are making an attempt to make a getaway from this wall that has been built by Zulqarnain, and every day they go to a certain point, drilling a hole or making a hole through it. They come to such a point that they are almost on the other side of this thick wall, and then they say that they will leave the task for the next day, and they forget to say inshallah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow them to say inshallah, and the result is when they come back the next day, that wall will be as it was the previous day. Then again they will continue, and until the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems that they now be freed from this wall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ability and the strength to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is the time when this wall will crush, and that is the time when they will all emerge, as we had discussed yesterday in the time of Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Then he said, qala hadha rahmatun min rabbi, that this is the rahmah this is the mercy of my Rabb. And again he shows us another very important lesson, that whatever we do, whatever achievements, we attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we attribute it to the rahmah of Allah. We are not worthy of it, but it is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which we are given the ability to carry out whatever we do. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا. Then when the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to pass, then he will make it fall down smashing. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقَّا. And the wada and the promise of my Rabb is true. وَتَرَقْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will let them loose, some of them on that day, يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْدٍ, that will be surging over others like waves, like how one sees the waves of oceans, that is how one will see the waves of the Ya'juj Ma'juj. And then thereafter, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, after a while thereafter, the trumpet will be blown, فَجَمَعَهُمْ جَمْعًا, and we will gather the whole of mankind. It will be them also, and it will be the whole of mankind. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call upon Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to pick out his people, his children, his offspring that will be going into the fire of Jahannam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from 1,000, one will go into Jannat, 999 will be going into Jahannam. This obviously shocked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that how is it possible? In other words, just one out of 1,000 will go into Jannat, who would that person be? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said 999 from the Ya'juj Ma'juj, and one person from the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the rest of mankind will go into Jahannam. And hence in that manner Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explains the kind of difficult that they will create on this earth, the kind of facade and disobedience. May Allah Ta'ala to give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.